Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, the attitude towards gun ownership is quite different in the US than in this part of the world. And here's an example of that. A vending machine that sells ammunition. Grant Majors is CEO of American Rounds. Afternoon, Grant.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on to talk to us today. So did your company previously sell ammunition?
No, we just started this company in summer of 2023. Now we were not in the ammunition business prior to this.
Right. Okay. And did you see there was a great need for people to buy ammunition from vending machines as opposed from, I assume, the usual places?
Yeah, you know, it was partly looking at the context of how ammunition is currently sold in the United States that led us to using this technology to sell ammunition.
Right. Okay. Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah. So if your listeners aren't familiar, in the United States, ammunition is typically sold in retail stores, you know, just right off the shelf. So it'll sit there. It sits on a shelf no different than a box of cereal in a grocery store, you know, in various sporting goods locations. And because of that, there's often a high theft rate. There's often, you know, failure to check IDs. So unfortunately, oftentimes there'll be sales to minors that should not be able to purchase ammo. So when we looked at this opportunity, we saw the technology of our machines, an opportunity to improve the safety and security of ammunition sales here in the United States.
Right. Okay. So that sounds like then an awful lot of sporting goods stores are very remiss when it comes to what their responsibilities and what their legal responsibilities might be.
Well, you know, there's not, you know, in the United States, you know, the laws in terms of firearms, you know, are, you know, very, you know, have tightened up and, you know, there's a lot of good, responsible gun owners out there that, you know, take care of their firearms as they should. When it comes to ammunition there, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, regulations on the books, you know, in terms of the retail sales of ammunition. So, you know, all of these stores, you know, and us included, you know, we all follow the federal, state and local regulations and laws that we have. But unfortunately, you know, like any retail location, there's always going to be theft. There's always going to be, you know, failure for, you know, individuals to complete, you know, to check IDs or someone to use a fake ID for that matter. So, you know, these machines help prevent that and make it safer.
Right. Okay. And so how do the machines prevent that?
So our machines, they you walk up to them, it looks like a tablet, you know, it's like a 42-inch touchscreen. You can scroll through, select your product. It goes to the shopping cart, when you go to check out, it will ask the customer to insert their driver's license. It'll do an ID scan. And during that ID scan, it's doing two things. It's checking to make sure the ID is legitimate. It's a legal ID here, and that it is, you know, not expired. It's not a fake ID. It's then also going to verify the age. And so to use our machines, you have to be 21. So it's 21 years old to purchase. It's going to verify that. And then it's going to do a facial recognition scan to match the customer to the picture on the ID so that we know that it's not someone who stole an ID or using someone else's, that it's the customer is who they're representing themselves to be. And then only at that point will the transaction be completed and they can have their product.
Okay. And what kind of establishments can you find these vending machines?
Interestingly enough, when we came across this opportunity, these have started going into grocery stores, particularly in rural towns outside of the major cities, where they may have to, you know, they don't always have a lot of stores around, you know, a lot of those customers have to drive, you know, an hour, a couple hours to a major city to purchase ammunition, or they would have to buy it online. So a lot of them are going in grocery stores, and you know, we've had great success there. And that is actually the grocery stores that brought the idea to us, then wanting to sell it to their customers.
Okay, so it would be in places where people wouldn't have a sporting goods store close by.
Currently, that is the case. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And to be clear about the law, and I know the law will vary from state to state slightly, but to buy ammunition is easier than to buy an actual weapon.
Oh no, absolutely. So the real strict laws on the books are targeted towards firearms themselves. If you've the thought on that, I'm sure, you know, I'm not part of that legislative decisions or anything of that nature, but I'm sure the logic of that is, look, if you've passed the background checks and you pass everything to own a firearm, then, you know, you're clear to buy ammunition for that firearm.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the thought process behind it. And I think we're really targeting, you know, law abiding, responsible gun ownership. And we believe that our machines are, you know, actually make our community safer because, you know, customers do have to verify their identification. Now, we don't store that information. We don't share that information or sell it. You know, we respect the privacy of our customers, but, you know, we do verify they're of age and that they meet the legal requirement.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's not going to law abiding people will then buy the ammunition from your vending machines. But that doesn't stop the, you know, 17-year-old going down the street to the dodgy sporting goods store and with his fake ID and getting it there anyway.
That's exactly right. And even online sales, for instance, you know, which is a lot of people have moved to buying their ammunition online. It's very easy for an underage person to, just click, hey, I'll click that I'm 21. Mm-hmm. I'll click that I'm 18, you know, whatever the respective law is in their state, and then have that ammo shipped to their home. So, you know, again, you know, that's part of the reason we jumped into this business. And we really respect, you know, the Second Amendment. We want to maintain the integrity of the Second Amendment here in the United States. And we think there's a responsibility in maintaining, you know, if we're going to maintain the integrity of the Second Amendment, there's a responsibility to do it the right way. And so we've done this.
And what kind of ammunition do the machines sell?
You know, we sell everything. We sell, you know, from rifle rounds and shotgun rounds to handgun, pistol rounds. All various calibers and gauges. You know, a lot of times we'll change our inventory in the machines based on hunting season. So if it, you know, it's deer season, we might offer something different a little bit than, you know, say turkey season or something like that. But we carry a large variety, and the most popular rounds, all the most of the major brands that you would see in any other sporting goods store.
Yeah. Would you sell ammunition for automatic weapons?
Well, automatic weapons in the United States are not legal. There's nothing that we sell that's targeted to automatic weapons. I think just to get at the question that you're asking, for instance, 223 rounds, or what's called a 300 blackout round, is common for, say, an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic weapon. It is not an automatic weapon. It's kind of oftentimes confused. And so, yeah, we do offer 223 and 300 blackout. Those weapons are legal in the United States. AR-15s are.
Sure.
So, we offer those. But just, you know, just for your listeners, yeah, automatic weapons are not legal in the United States.
Yeah. And would people use AR-15s to go hunting? It doesn't seem very sporting somehow.
You know, some people do. You know, some people will use them for hog hunting and things of that nature, not typically deer or something like that, but I have known people that have used those for hunting before.
Yeah. Grant, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Grant Majors there. He's the CEO of American Rounds. And one texter says, ammunition vending machine sounds like something from Grand Theft Auto. As another comment, how can this man justify having a vending machine next to a supermarket? It's inviting people to shoot them up. Well, I suppose, as he said, at least it's a scenario where you have to identify who you are and that you have the legal right to buy ammo. And the thinking being that you've gone through the background checks to get a gun. Now, as we know, that doesn't provide that much security. Charney says there was no difference between the ammunition for a bolt action or automatic firearm. Thanks, Derek. To be honest with you, I knew when I was even asking that question, I didn't quite know what I was asking, if you know what I mean. But I meant, you know, the big scary guns. Do you have those ones as well? The ones that are used in mass shootings.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.